brilliantly acrobatic save. Jack has caught it, Shearer!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes to DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting installment of the
VAR
show. That's my intro right there. Make me feel good because, you know, currently there's nothing to feel good about, you know.
Yeah, for you.
United got a beating. But anyway, before we get into that, you're listening to the one, the only DJ Stones. And with me right here is
DJ Sticks.
And we are about to bring you a banger of a show. But before we do, let us go enjoy these tunes.
Me was a sinner and a piece them deny me. When me a cook man, the devil hypnotize me. I know me see the right, I know we not surprise me. Cause God never na me ask. Never trace a Jesus dead upon the cross. All me a liver is the round of a glass. It's not what me big up, you some Santa Claus. In a me and me hear a voice from the Lord. Pause. You a move too hard, take it easy. I me me bind up the fraud. Never know him would a slap him so hard. The devil get cooked. Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get cool. You better know. Lick him so I can't find him. Him get cool. You better know. All the tricks of El Jesus are sign him. Him get cool. You better know. And when him come back, we just remind him. Say what? You are my enemy. Nobody friend of me. Me know say you are what and what and you are who are who. Me have the remedy. So fear the enemy. Me know say Jesus come and die and live again in true self. Born again, me have a brand new character. Watch him, I watch me walk, you know it's me, I act. The Holy Spirit, I'm a guide him, I'm a doctor. Turning back is a factor, watch ya. You can't tempt me with your money and fame. Been there and done that and win that, they give. You can't tempt me with your pleasures and sin. That's why this a chorus me sing. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. To the tips of El Jesus to find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. And when him come back we just remind him. Sometimes a man begin coof again, coof again, coof. Oh no, that's a no love. Because we're written not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness. Devil and his chicken. And he yappy yappy me a mago with me Britain. That's a no happiness. One bag of slacking. The blood of Jesus.
We are back.
We are back.
And we're going to start off with some football that happened this weekend.
This weekend was actually quite cool because the other leagues, you know,
came back.
La Liga and Serie A.
All back.
Yeah, yeah. So football is officially back.
But in the non-biased manner, you know, we're going to talk about the Premier League.
Yeah, non-biased.
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 At all.
Yeah, there's no discrimination. It's just that Yeah, we're like,
we just have so much to talk about.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, just, you know.
It's a jam-packed league.
You know.
So much jam in the sandwich.
In this pack. So we'll start off Arsenal versus Leicester City.
Oof. What a game.
Gabriel Jesus coming out with two goals. Martinelli. You know, so it's so cool to see because with Gabriel Jesus coming in, you know, people never knew what they were going to do with Martinelli.
Yeah.
But he's found himself a very good spot in the team.
You know, they're actually quite good friends.
Martinelli and they're both Brazilian, I'm not shocked.
And they practice, so they both practice after practice, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, nice.
And then they work on their finishing, Jesus was saying in an interview that I watched.
That is so cool.
That's quite cool.
And it's paying off, you know?
No, it is. It is. It is. It is. It is.
I saw a picture on Twitter on Saturday, and basically it was, you know, Ronaldo, R9. Ronaldo, and then they blended Gabriel Jesus's face on there, and this is Gabriel Jesus since he came to Arsenal,
which is true.
Yep,
like he's actually scary. He was scary at City, but now you give him, oh my goodness.
Yep, and they're playing around him now, so it's even worse.
Oh,
he fits very well in the system.
Yeah,
and like just looking at the stats now, obviously the one overall, this is overall game stats. That Arsenal still needs to work on his game ball position.
Yeah.
Looking at the Crystal Palace City match, looking at this match. But Arsenal with 19 shots.
19? Arsenal.
You know, maybe Mikel Arteta is not a PE teacher. Yeah. And he's actually a flipping good coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they freaking had more shots on target. Then Leicester City had shots. They had 7 shots on target. Leicester City only had 6 shots in total.
That's dope.
This was a dominant performance from...
beautiful attacking football.
From Arsenal.
Yeah, the Arsenal that we actually know.
Mm. Beautiful. And it's crazy because now, you know, after like the whole thing with Aubameyang and stuff, people were a bit worried, you know, what will Arsenal do? They don't have a striker and stuff. And you look at it, you're going into this season and this Arsenal... I don't think Aubameyang would be able to get in.
Yeah. No, for real.
Like the current Aubameyang, maybe prime Aubameyang, like came out of Dortmund Aubameyang, maybe that Aubameyang.
Yeah.
But the Aubameyang for the past 3 seasons, 4 seasons, I don't see.
Yeah.
I don't see him making it into this squad.
He would have a safe spot on the bench.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because this team is young and hungry.
This team is hot. This team runs. Oh my goodness.
Now obviously it's only the beginning of the season.
No, it yeah.
Unless Steve can squad depth can last them throughout the season. And like I say, this is gonna be a hectic season.
Yeah. So injuries might come and go, you know.
Now looking at the another big team, Man City. Looking at the father of Arsenal, you know.
Yeah, Arsenal.
You have Pep and then you have Arteta, you know, the Pep squad.
Arsenal's father.
And you know, in
the big boys,
this is so funny. I'll get you when I say it, you're probably gonna notice. So, Arsenal, right, I mean, Man City beat Bournemouth 4-0, mm-hmm. right? With a goal from Gundogan, De Bruyne, Foden, and an own goal, right?
Yeah.
Stats wise, City had 19 shots, 7 on target.
No way, nah,
exactly like Arsenal. I'm just saying,
no, what. Okay.
So they both win 4-0 and have very similar stats. But obviously, City, being the dad, had more ball position than pass with 67% ball position. I can't wait for Arsenal versus Man City this season.
I cannot wait for Jesus versus Man City.
Oh, man. Well, that'll be so great.
After
he scores and then he has to put his hand up and not celebrate.
No, but he won't. That boy will celebrate.
And he's going to freak
Jesus, like, yo, phone call. Hey, yo, call me.
Call me.
Hey.
So now go to Pep and then hang up the phone in front of him.
Ooh, cold move. Cold move.
Now jumping into the next one. This one I'm follows with the rant, you know.
Okay.
Brentford versus Man United. Brentford 4, United 0.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start. You know, people internally in Man United apparently didn't like Ragnick because of what he would say. You know, how outspoken he was. And I remember he said, in order for this team to compete, they need to bring in about 10 signings.
Mm.
And we look at how the season has started. We have a new coach. We have, 3 new players.
Yeah. Malacia, Martinez. Yeah.
We have three new players, but only two first team level players, because Malasia was not bought as a first team player.
No.
He's bought for rotation, you know, he's bought for like a more not really it's to fight for a position, not like if you don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now we look at this. The first week we played, I even forgot who we played against.
You guys played against, whoa,
I'm just checking now.
Yeah, I also forgot.
So for the first game we play, right?
Oh, Brighton.
Against Brighton, yes. And we lose 2-1. Again, defensive mistakes. We're losing midfield battles. Our creativity is just not on point. Bruno is taking too many shots out the box. And then we go to Brentford. And then the same things happen. And the same mistakes, they're happening. And this is why I'm not going to easily blame Ten Hag, saying, yeah, no, Ten Hag system is not working. They're not playing Ten Hag system. The type of football they're playing now is the same type of football as we saw them play under Ragnik. And it's the same type of football we saw under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. This is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer system.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what's happening here. They need to replace players. If they're not going to replace players, they're going to get nowhere.
Oh, and obviously with the person like Ragnik coming in and him leaving, do you think that's because they weren't listening to him?
I don't think they were listening to him. And you can see how Ragnik went from in the beginning when he went from the 4-2-2-2 to like pressing, constant pressing and stuff, and then he had to not do that. He had to now play more defensive than he would normally and try playing more counter-attacking.
But do you think now that's the players now?
That's the players. That's fully on the players. The coaching staff has changed to more attacking players.
Yeah.
I mean, more attacking coaches. You have an attacking-minded coach, but your players are not playing as attacking as they should be. Like, shooting out the box for no reason when players are playing touch and their players making runs around. That you can't blame on, though. That's not something they're doing in the training field.
Yeah, for sure. So now what do you think is going to happen with someone like Erik ten Hag?
It's either they're going to give him full backing, they're going to get the players he wants, they're going to get more players, they're going to push to actually get about 3 or 4 more players, and they're going to make sure it's the right players. They have to.
Or he leaves.
Or he's going to get sacked. And if he gets sacked, United fans won't be happy, because we're going to know that the problem is not the manager here.
I mean, there was 2 world-class managers.
Because these are problems that Mourinho had.
Yeah.
You know, this was Mourinho-level problems.
The special one.
You know, like Ten Hag ending in his press conference after saying things like, we have to provide a higher standard than what we did today.
Yeah. But anyway, you guys still have 2 more weeks.
And like this, we need new players. We need quality players. We're working on them, and we will do everything we can to convince them to come. We need new players. We need quality players.
Let Ten Hag.
Fred in the midfield is just not quality. He's a good preseason player. And now after preseason, I was even fooled, and I was like, he's a good player. And then he's caught off position so many times.
Yeah.
And the only person I could really give up big ups to is someone like De Gea. Saying, because he came out and said, I cost the team 3 points.
Yeah, he did. He did. He actually did. And also what he spoke about was was the fact that it's on the players.
Mm.
So he took responsibility, which was good.
But as a United supporter, I'm tired of that as well.
Yep.
When are they going to look at themselves in the mirror? Stop telling us you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and start looking at yourself in the mirror, you know?
And change.
But anyway.
On to lighter things,
unless you're a Messi fan. Going to the... Suppose, obviously, I don't think there's an official list out yet, right? But this is... with what's been cooked up on the media so far.
Okay.
This is the list that they say is the 2020 Ballon d'Or top 30 nominations.
Alright, 2022, let's go.
2022, did I say 2020?
Yeah.
2022. Okay, let's go. So we have Thibaut Courtois from Real Madrid.
Okay.
Mohamed Salah.
All right.
Stop me when there's one you want to speak about. Rafael Leon. I think he had a good season. I think it's deserved.
Top 30.
Won the Scudetto. He was very key in them winning the Scudetto.
He was key.
And this was AC Milan's first Scudetto in a long while.
Over a decade, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. Keep him on. Keep him on.
Christopher Nkunku. Definitely. I would. Yeah. If Christopher Nkunku is not top 20, top 10, I'm going to fight.
Okay.
Maybe top 5 then, yeah. Top 20, top 10. He needs to be there. Definitely. He's my top 10.
Well, the top 10 for real, yeah.
Joshua Kimmich.
Of course.
Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Of course.
Vinicius Jr.
Come on.
Bernardo Silva.
Yeah.
Luis Diaz.
Whoa.
Okay, let's hear you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
If Messi's not on the list and Luis Diaz is on. Oh, wait.
He had a bigger impact for his team.
Did he though?
Yeah. Instantly coming on and getting Liverpool all the way, I think, was it not to the finals?
No, obviously, yeah.
And he scored some of the goals that got them to the next round.
No. Obviously, don't get me wrong, Luis Diaz is the one of the best January signings I've ever seen. Like, I've never seen anyone who gets signed January and blends in so well with the team. Besides Haaland when he first came to Dortmund.
Yeah.
But now I'll speak about this at the end, so it's fine. The Messi thing.
Okay.
Let's carry on.
Robert Lewandowski.
Of course.
Mahrez.
Yeah.
Casemiro. It's fine now you don't want to stop a City player.
No.
Casemiro.
Mahrez played good. But top
Heung-min Son.
No, Son for sure.
Firmino from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Benzema, definitely.
What? Benzema, no. I'm kidding.
Mike Maignan from AC Milan. Harry Maguire. Duan Nunes.
Wait, Maguire now.
Harry Kane.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wow. I was like, wait.
There's no way Maguire is making this list.
Ballon d'Or.
If Maguire... No, but he deserves a Ballon d'Or.
No, he does.
The way he's helped so many teams beat Man United last season. He deserves a Ballon d'Or for that. But anyway.
He's a good player.
Duan Nunes. I currently in Liverpool, but he was in Benfica, sorry.
Okay.
Phil Foden, Sadio Mane, Sebastian Haller, Luka Modric, Antonio Rudiger, Kevin De Bruyne, Dusan Vlahovic, definitely. If you have a problem with Vlahovic, we'll fight. Virgil van Dijk, João Cancelo, Erling Haaland, Kylian Mbappe, and the last one, none other than Mr. CR7 himself, Cristiano Ronaldo.
I don't really have an issue with the players that you mentioned, because they all had a good
impact. I think Ronaldo deserves the Ballon d'Or. 20 goals in this Man United squad.
No, but the team was bad.
You deserve a freaking World Cup, just the Ballon d'Or.
It's actually the only Man United player on the list.
Like, United was so bad. I'm shocked that this guy has a shoulder injury after last season.
Not even Bruno's in. That's when you know.
And it's top 30.
Bruno was in easily 2021.
Yep.
But now, I don't really have an issue with all of the players that you mentioned. Because they had a good impact. But I will fight for Messi's second. So obviously, beginning of the season.
Yeah.
To, let's say, December. He had a very... It was bad.
Yeah.
For Messi standards, it was a bad season. But now the other 6 months, from Jan all the way to end of the season, I feel like Messi did well.
Look, at the end of the day, did they win League One?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Rio Leon with AC Milan, did he win the Scudetto?
Yeah.
Yeah. But why would someone like him make it, Mbappe make it, but Messi not make it?
Mbappe, I understand. Because he scored a lot of goals at PSG.
Because they not either they hit the expectation or they went beyond the expectation. If PSG won UEFA, there was going to be a huge chance Neymar and Messi would have been on here.
No, Neymar also... Okay, but... Neymar and Messi had sort of the same season.
PSG winning La Liga. I'm not La Liga. PSG League winning Ligue 1 is not a shocker.
No, it's not.
Messi performing in Ligue 1 is it's not disqualifying it, but it's what these people on this list did. That's harder.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, outside of Bayern Munich, how many other, what you call it, other players do you see from the Bundesliga? Thomas Müller is not on this list.
Oh, yeah. And he had a good season as well.
And he had a good season. Alphonso Davies is not on this list.
Okay, Müller, I can say Müller had a better season than Messi.
Yeah. But it's about impact and where the team itself did. The reason why I'll fight for Ronaldo in this list is because did you see Man United last season?
Obviously, Cristiano. No. He deserves to be on the list.
Will it be top 5? I don't know.
Yeah, but top 10. Give him top 10.
Like, if he's in top 5, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
If he wins it, I'm going to complain.
No. He can't win it.
Yeah.
There's only one man right
only
now.
Only one man. No. And number 2, number 3, I don't think he deserves it.
No.
Number 4, 5, 6, from there, maybe.
Who's your top 3?
So from this list, from this list, number 1. Okay, let me go number 3. Who is this so hard? Number 3, in terms of impact and personal achievements, right? I would give the third position to Erling Haaland.
Erling Haaland?
Yes.
Why?
Overall, a very, very good season with Dortmund. We broke a lot of records last season. In fact, I wouldn't give him number 3. I'd give him number 2.
What?
Not I'd give him two. Number 2.
Not number 2.
What record didn't he break last season in the Bundesliga?
No.
Okay, no, I'd actually give him number 3. You're right.
Because
number two would go to Lewandowski.
Yes.
And then number 1 would be...
The man.
The myth.
The myth.
The legend.
Came out of nowhere.
Mr. January himself.
Yeah.
Luis Diaz.
What? No. No.
Obviously, number 1 will go to Karim Benzema.
Yeah.
Unstoppable. Had a very, very good season. Very good season.
Crazy stories.
I think, 35 games, 37 goals?
Mm.
45 games, 47 goals.
Okay, here's my top 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people don't want to fight me on this one.
So you can't use Messi, he's not in the list.
No. Not Messi. If he was in the list, though, he would be top 3.
Alright.
So number 1, I'll give to Benzema. Number 2, I'll give to Lewandowski. But number 3, Mbappe.
Never.
Mbappe was a machine last season.
Never.
Without PSG, without Mbappe, PSG wouldn't.
What did he do in UEFA?
UEFA?
That's where I rate these PSG guys.
Let's go see the UEFA stats from Mbappe.
Let's pull up the UEFA stats, guys.
I feel like he was a beast last season.
I don't know.
You watch Madrid versus PSG the first leg. Single-handedly, he won that game.
So, in eight matches, 6 goals.
Yeah. Obviously, that's not Benzema level. Because Benzema level is insane. But I feel like it was a beast personally for me.
So I'm now taking your number 3.
Yeah.
And I'm comparing him with my number 3.
Let's see. Haaland didn't have a great UEFA season last season. You go look at Mbappe in
3 games, 3 goals.
But they were knocked out.
3 games.
They were knocked out.
3 goals.
Mbappe went first.
You only played 3 games. Even you never played the games they got that they lost. 3 games, 3 goals. This guy had a trajectory probably of something more.
Come on. So you think if Haaland played 8 games,
you'd have had more than 8 goals?
Against what teams?
This is a season where Haaland was injured a lot, right? 24 games, 24 matches, he had 22 goals.
That's the league. Okay, go to Mbappe.
Mbappe, beast. In 35 games, only 28 goals.
Ah! He had more games again.
He had more games.
Assists, go to assists.
But he had 20. I don't know if you get this. So this guy injured half the season, only played 24 games, right, in the league, and had 22 goals.
Out of 34 games.
So that's what, how many?
Now, obviously, he has a better percentage. But now what I'm saying is go to League One's assists.
He had 17 assists compared to Haaland's 7.
You know, so he was top assist and top goal scorer in League One.
In League One.
Yeah!
He scored 22 goals in the same league that has people like the likes of Lewandowski, Christopher Nkunku. Name me another big striker outside of PSG in League One. Exactly, can't come off the top of your head.
Wait, it's coming.
There is one. He plays for Lille. Jonathan. That's a clue. Davis. Jonathan Davis.
Is he a big... Ben Yedder. Ben Yedder's a big striker.
Yeah, but you see how long it has to take? Think of a big striker outside of Dortmund.
I don't know.
Anyway, with that, we have to end our show before he lies to us some more. From me, the one, the only DJ Stones, and with me was
DJ Sticks.
We're signing out.
Peace.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts. Get involved in interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get updates by following us on social media. I never wanna give you lots of money to choose. I never